I am going to do something that I've not done, but I've thought about so many times. I'm going to do a reaction video on the Sister Wives Tell All for Season 18, Part 2. And I'm going to take a drink. I thought if I did shots, I'd die. But I'm going to take a drink every time Robin fake cries. Here we go.
Sister Wives 1-on-1.
Were you in love with Mary when you married her?
She thinks I was madly head over heels over her, and we acted that, we played that out. But there was a lot of dysfunction that we had.
You know, Robin, don't put this pressure on me of the fact that we're a family, because we're not. You know, there's this cognitive dissonance. And I'm like, well, maybe you should have communicated that we weren't. And then maybe I wouldn't be acting like I'm trying to still be part of the family.
Mary did ask her to be there.
I know, it's because Robin says that bullshit. She can speak Cody, and I'm like, bull. Sorry. I'm going to be nice. No, I'm not.
As Robin, I never would have put myself in that position. If Cody can't talk to Mary alone, then they probably shouldn't be having any kind of conversation.
I love her and want her to have a happy
it's
life.
Got weird lips.
But I don't think her puffy. And I can function in a relationship. Puffy.
When he told me that he has no desire to ever work on a relationship, like, that was very, very painful.
Did you pick up the phone and just call him?
I don't think he would have heard me.
Isn't it not about him hearing you? Isn't it about you being heard?
My voice will be heard. Fuck a bunch of him.
I will no longer be silent.
This is Sister Wives 1-on-1.
Stand by, here we go.
What needs to be talked about?
You and me.
Mary, we have those discussions. And so I think those discussions have been made clear.
Yeah, they're very clear. He said, don't you understand, Mary? This is never going to happen. I have no interest in having a relationship with you.
This agreement that I gave you, our sacred covenant.
I know it's a
was if I'm ever not in love with you, I won't just sit there and be in a pathetic place with you.
And why?
You made me promise you that.
That doesn't mean the marriage is over.
How is it fair to be in a marriage?
Right, dummy.
There's nothing there. I can't do it one-sided, Robin.
Wait, Robin was there?
We all want to know why Robin was there.
Why was Robin there? What's up with that conversation where Cody promised Robin something? He could would leave, yet he's been considering Mary pathetic for years and letting her hang on. And he said that she found out about that publicly. He didn't say it to her face. He didn't consider them married anymore. That he
was. It was in a clip that was showed.
I don't really consider myself married to Mary. I just, if she wanted to move on and marry another, she wouldn't get an argument with me.
But yet you would let Christine terrible just thing leave. To live through. That's terrible.
You needed to hear it from him. You did not want to infer it from all the other instances that have happened.
I was not going to guess. I was not going to assume. I deserve to have a conversation and to be told.
He's not a man.
And if he wasn't the kind of man to do that, I don't even know. Like, I don't know. He should have been. He should have been the kind of man to do that, to have the conversation with me and be open and honest with me, instead of telling everybody else but me. Mm-hmm. That wasn't cool.
On the flip side, don't you think he's been telling you all along?
It was a really low, uncool way to do it, if that's what he was doing.
Yeah. I'm just saying, through his actions, yes. There's been a lot of inaction.
Yes, I agree with you, and yes, I do feel like that. But because of the commitment that I hold dear, he didn't hold dear, he holds it dear with Robin.
Okay.
Yep.
How is their covenant different than the covenant you made with him?
Because he fell out of love with me, or whatever. I only base that off of that scene where he said to her, if I ever fall out of love with you, don't string me along.
Wow.
Or whatever his words were.
Did he ever say that to you?
Dick.
No.
And this is the reason I hammered Robin with our agreement. Robin and I made an agreement that if we weren't in love, that we wouldn't drag each other out, that we would free each other.
Did you make that same covenant to Mary?
No, the agreement, I think, was just, I remember after Robin and I had that agreement.
I thought you didn't talk about the other wives to each other.
Then I went to the other wives and said, I have this agreement with Robin. And they even got frustrated by, like, anybody who wants to leave, you're free to go. And that even made Mary mad.
What did you think about Robin being here in this whole situation? And then this is like Mary's moment.
Get that at all. I do not get why she always feels the need. I think that should be a red flag to her, that she feels the need to have somebody there.
Is Robin the one
she's communicating with
in.
Her husband?
Did you ever circle back to her and say, hey, listen, I've been thinking about this and I sat with this, but I don't know if I can really make it work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, well, wait. We don't go deep into it because I don't want her reacting in a crazy way. I'm not ripping off a Band-Aid, but I know where we're at. And I've made that clear to her.
Dick.
Why hasn't she received that message? Or has she received that message?
I think Robin and I are giving her different messages. Like, we're not on the same page on this. And Robin's like, Mary, just hang in there, Mary. And then to me, she's like, you've got to reconcile this. And I'm looking at her like, listen, you are not going to get me to do this.
When I'm looking at the optics, Robin is crying.
Robin is Mary's advocate in our marriage. Robin has been advocating this relationship, well, from the time that Robin and I met. Mm. And so kudos to Robin, kudos to Mary. I mean, she did good by it.
So you felt like you were out in the dark. You didn't really understand where his mind was throughout this whole time.
I didn't know that he was completely done.
What a dick.
Now, since then, and some of our conversations that we've had since then, and since we decided to, you know, completely terminate the marriage, we have had conversations.
Right?
He's like, no, I felt like this a long time ago. I'm like, you should have told me. Like, that was not fair for you to not tell me, because I'm still sitting here holding on to the idea that maybe you might get your head out of your butt. And, you know, I've been patient because my values and my heart and my commitment are as such that I hold to those. Those are important to me. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was still holding on, not knowing that he had, guessing, but hoping that he hadn't really, knowing that he had actually fully let go of me emotionally. And looking back on it, like, I mean, he let go of me a long time ago emotionally.
I was going to say 10 years is a long time to be holding on.
Yeah. And he's sitting here telling Robin, that's the agreement that you and I made, that if I ever felt like that, then I wouldn't hold you in this place. You know, like their agreement of, you know, their sacred covenant. You know what I mean? And I'm like, then why did you not respect me enough as a human being? Great. I understand that you don't feel like that I'm your wife anymore, even though we made covenants and nothing has happened to break them at that point. Like, I understand that's how you feel about me, but have the respect for me as a human being to tell me to my face. And he didn't.
She's taken that covenant that you had. You even heard her. Like, this is what the promise that we made to each other, oh, so many years ago.
Yeah, that
30
covenant
plus years.
Doesn't include the dissolution of my
I can't
soul.
Believe you people believe this shit.
Or personality.
You fucking Mormons are crazy.
That relationship does not work in a marriage for me. It's that simple.
So you're saying you can't function in dysfunction.
I don't care about the covenant. If you can't get through that, then it's broken.
It's about you.
It's about this relationship cannot work. And those people who are in relationships that cannot work, that are stuck in them because of their faith, their religion, end up in a life of unhappy solitude while a person is right next to them. Mm. And I'm not going to discuss it further because I love her.
It doesn't seem
I
like
want
it.
Her to have the best life she can. And
you bitches is getting your money.
I'm not going to do what's been done to me by trash talking her.
Oh, you're such a
making her seem small so that I feel better about how badly I've treated her.
Coming up.
So you see him imploding?
He tries to. He tries to.
Is he sabotaging your relationship?
He tries to. I have to stop him all the time.
I thought of myself leaving Robin and having another lover and looking at this lover and going, I don't love you. I'm in love with another woman. I'm in love with a woman that I left because I was too much a piece of to manage the relationship.
Hey, you have this covenant with Robin. How is that for Mary to hear you saying that to Robin? And didn't, in the very beginning of the entire series, you talked about how you don't discuss other wives with other wives. Clearly, that's bullshit. Because you've talked to Janelle about Christine. You've talked to Robin about Mary. You've talked to Robin about everybody. You're so full of shit. And again, this whole you're going to get all this planet when you die and reach the heavens. I wish you guys knew how stupid you sounded. Sorry if you're a Mormon or any of that sect, but you guys are fucking stupid. It's just building on the patriarchy. It's making men have power over women, period. Women are just heifers popping out babies. And I don't get that. I don't get how anybody is cool with that. Partly you want to say, Mary, you fucking should have seen this coming. But then you partly are like, well, we're only seeing certain things. We're only seeing, like, I think we were remembering what's going on in the one-on-one interviews, like the little confessionals, but we're not hearing so much what he's saying to her or not saying to her. I mean, when they had that one anniversary dinner and they're driving and she's like, what if I kissed you? And, you know, at one point and another time, he's like, it's never going to happen. I would have been out. I'd have been like, all right, see ya. And just the balls. It's incredible to me how he can have a straight face and say, well, if I went and got another lover, well, one, after this show, I don't know who'd have you. And if they did, they are not quality people. And just the arrogance of that. I fell in love. So you're not a polygamist anymore. You've proven single-handedly that polygamy does not work. And, oh, it's so funny. It's like, you want her to have the best life. You want to release her. Why couldn't you do that for Christine? You didn't do that for Christine. You were kicking and screaming so mad that she left you. But you're pushing Mary out the door. What's the difference in the two of them? What is the difference? Oh, maybe because Christine made the decision to leave you, not the other way around. You made the decision to leave Mary. It's all power play with you fuckers. It's just ridiculous to me. And I don't know how any woman in their right mind would want this. Janelle seems so level-headed. How she puts up with this shit is fucking beyond me. Ugh. And I've gone back and watched the first few seasons. I think we've all rewound it and watched it before. But I saw that one episode where they're discussing the validity of my sister wife's closet. And it's just such a foreshadowing of what the marriages were going to end up being. It was insane. Because you've got Robin that's just spending money like crazy. Mary who says, I'm committed. Christine that's like, I'm out. You got Janelle that's like, I don't think this is feasible. I'm not going to be in it.
Okay, my fellow.
Before I made the decision to walk away, I feel like I spent a lot of years giving him grace. Let me just put a pause on putting any pressure on me and him while he gets through it and comes back around to himself.
Why do you think he hasn't been happy?
I don't know.
He's a fucking miserable man, that's why.
It's sad for me. It's really sad for me. I don't know. I hope he can find some peace. I hope he can find some joy. He doesn't seem like he has any joy.
Do you think he can ever go back to the old Cody?
Don't see that happening. We'll see that happening at all.
I think it's fair to say that he is gone. Very different from the person that you met when you married him.
Yeah.
I want you to watch this clip and then we'll get a reaction.
Okay.
As to your thoughts.
Okay.
Poor Mary.
You know, Cody used to be so dynamic and so bold.
Yeah. So gay.
Everyone always wanted to be around him because he was just always down for having a great time. But he didn't let other people control him. He was his own person.
This is not the happy-go-lucky, everything is positive and well in the world Cody Brown that I used to know.
I'm in this bad place with Janelle and Christine's gone.
His whole face looks so different.
Don't even know what to do with Mary. And even with Robin kind of feeling
Robin's
like I've been
looks so
pretty much grouch for 2 years.
I mean, it's just always mad.
Christine and Janelle
look
so much better.
He's been very, very, very angry.
I don't know how you do it. Because he's not who you married. He's not who I married.
No, he hasn't been.
It's really sad seeing him go downhill.
I don't know who this guy is.
For Janelle to cry.
Maybe this is who he always was. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't recognize this very mean person.
Yeah, he's a
dick. Was right after the fight.
We've never had as many problems as we're having right now in our marriage. He's suspicious of anybody being disloyal to him. He's directing that at me. And I don't really recognize him right now. And I've never seen him like this before.
I mean, the deepest temptations I've had in my whole life was to sit down and stop trying to be good. And that's happening to me now. And it's just
I thought it was going to be to suck a dick.
I don't know. I worked so hard to do what was right.
I could.
And when you lose that, when you feel like you failed, even to God, this is stuff that I should just be keeping to myself. I don't want Robin to see this. I don't want her to know how dark I've gotten.
It would absolutely devastate me if he decided to leave, but
he ain't going nowhere.
I mean, I know he has these thoughts. You know, you can't make anybody stick around or stay. I just know it's from pain.
He tried.
It's not because he's a selfish or a bad person. He's just in pain.
It is, though.
Like, I'd like to run away from my life. You know, just escape, just,
That's what you always do.
Change my name, disappear, be somebody else.
Yeah, I would, too, if
I hate my life right now.
Yeah, as you should. Should hate it.
Can you help me understand that? Can you help me unpack some of that? Why does he feel that way?
I don't know why he hates his life so much, but that's really sad. I've never heard him say that. But it shows. It shows.
Does it concern you when you hear him talk this way?
Not anymore.
Good for you,
I
Mary.
I don't understand. Just ultimately, you want him to be happy, don't you?
I do want him to be happy, and I hope that he can. But it can't affect me anymore.
Nope.
You know, he's made it very clear to me that he's not interested in having any part of my life. He's actually used the words, your life is not one that I want to insert myself into. And so I've had to really step back and figure out me and where I am and how I move forward and not let his emotions, his thoughts, his issues at all affect me.
So what he's doing is he's self-sabotaging. He's angry.
Get this ready. I count that.
So you see him imploding?
Like when the note
he tries
the
to
goes to the nose or the eye.
He tries to.
But is he sabotaging your relationship?
He tries to. I have to stop him all the time.
Stop it.
Yeah, he tries to.
How does he sabotage your relationship?
Idiot.
He picks
says I can't
with
go
me.
Out spending money. Over money, I bet.
Over what?
Dumb things.
Okay.
Like that I can't spend thousands of dollars at Victoria's
Secret.
We're
in different places.
Yeah, you are.
Sorry.
He doesn't want to be poor. That's the only thing he's
afraid of. We're in different places about the bomb that went off on our family and like...
Fuck you. You and I'm Cody are the reason the bomb went off.
And he's angry. And he doesn't want to...
There's no water.
He just wants to just go find whatever, you know.
And I'm like,
quit touching your eye. You'll get infected.
No, I can't feel like that.
I might have been sabotaging myself a little bit before that, just out of the frustration and anger.
But were you sabotaging your relationship with Robin?
Yeah, I was. I was, definitely.
Why? Yeah,
anger over who?
You love her.
Anger over what?
Yeah, but I wanted to punish myself. I thought of myself leaving Robin and having another lover and looking at this lover and going, I don't love you. I'm in love with another woman. I'm in love with a woman that I left because I was too much a piece of to manage the relationship. And what it was is just anger and embarrassed. So you get embarrassed and you get self-deprecating. You know, it's like just bad behavior. And a lot of people might go through this. These are my demons. And that's like doing something that destroys myself. Mm. Christine's leaving. And I'm just angry. So a lot of dark winds were going through me. Okay. A lot of devil, a lot of temptation, which would be destructive of my relationship with Robin. So I dealt with a lot of anger, and she would get frustrated. My anger was a turnoff. It was scary. And the dumb thing is, because I'm so honest, I share everything with her. So I shared stuff with her. It was heartbreaking. I was like, I've been thinking like this.
No, it's because you have word vomit.
Terrible that was. You know, there's some things in a man's mind that should never be expressed.
Coming up, her personality type loves drama. They love drama. They love talking about their drama.
See, that's where the lie is. If I had one of my children complaining that I was always at one wife's house.
And whose house was that?
Oh, it was Robin's. Robin's the blame for everything.
And this isn't me just being dramatic. Thank you, Christine.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Again, what's the difference in Christine and Mary? You're so angry. What are you angry over? I'll tell you what you're angry over. You're angry that someone left you and you didn't push them away. You want to be controlling of who is in your little circle. And you're pissed off that Christine had the balls to leave you. And now you're like, oh, Janelle might follow suit. And Mary, you pushed away, so you don't even give a fuck. But I tell you what you are missing, the money. Guarantee you that's what you're really, really angry about. If you do your soul searching about your temptation, is it to rob a bank? That's the only temptation I see you having. And maybe to suck a dick. You've sucked a dick, dude. You know, I'm sorry. The people from high school were spot on. When I first saw you, my gaydar was going off. So, yeah. Yeah, you got some good beards. Now, I think you're probably bi. I probably think you are attracted to Robin and giddy. But you get just as giddy when you are talking about Brian or going to see any of your guy friends. I wouldn't doubt if you are taking steroids because of that anger that's out of nowhere. And your lips have gotten all puffy. Maybe you've got some Botox going on. I don't know. It's kind of grossing me out. But I put a picture of you 5 years ago or 2 years ago and one today. You look drastically different, definitely different than 10 years ago. This show has only been on 10, maybe 11 years. Well, 2010, so 12 maybe. 12 years. So you were going into this show knowing that you and Mary had issues. You knew, and you still wanted to do the show anyway. That's just weak. That is some punk-ass weak shit. But, and again, it's like, oh, I want to run away somewhere and change my name. That's what you do. The kids have all said that. The wives have all said that. That every few years you get a hair and you want to up and move the entire family. Because evidently you weren't even in that Lehigh house very long before you moved to Vegas. Before that, you were in Wyoming. So, yeah. You have a pattern of uprooting and going. And I can only imagine the fights that you and Robin are having. If we're being honest, it's probably over money. Because you've said the only thing that you're afraid of is poverty. Last year when he had his one-on-ones, I'll never forget that. So, to me, she's spending. She spends some money. We know that from the relationship she had with Jessup, her first husband, which happens to be your cousin. We know that that's not going to give up. She spent money and hid things, clothes and stuff in the shed in the yard. His parents wanted to help them out by loaning money so they could get out of debt. What did she do? She took that money and spent it on a shopping spree. She's got issues. And even the kids are saying that she's got issues. So I'm sure he's freaking out like, what? I've lost three incomes in the course of a year, year and a half, 2 years are gone. Shit, we gotta start saving money.
We've never had as many problems as we're having right now in our marriage. He's suspicious of anybody being disloyal to him.
What is this suspiciousness about?
His suspiciousness is about women in general.
Oh, help me understand that.
Well, when you egomaniac. Go through a divorce, you're afraid that every other... Like, as a woman, you're afraid another guy is going to be like the guy you just divorced.
Right.
So you're careful, you're cautious, you're suspicious.
Yeah.
And so that's what he's going through this I'm suspicious of women thing. And I just work really hard to constantly get him to remember and realize that not all women are bad. And I told him, I said, I feel like... You're lining up all the women, I'm there with them, and you're, you know, shooting them all down. Yeah. And that's not fair, because just because, you know, you're having some issues with other women in your life or a woman or whatever, doesn't mean that we're all bad.
In that clip, we also saw him say, like, I don't want Robin to see how dark I've gotten. How did that land? How did you receive that?
Anymore in his communication, and maybe it's because Robin is the only one that he really is with anymore. Mm. His communication has become very, a lot of reference to, you can't talk about Robin. She's the one that's loyal to me. I don't want Robin to see this or be exposed to this. So, I mean, there's definitely a more protective stance.
But it feels like over the last couple of years, especially during COVID, you know, his optics are like, well, you know, Robin's always taking... you know, the hits for this. And sometimes it feels like they're bullying Robin. Do you feel like you're a bully, Robin?
No, I don't. And that's where it started to get really weird. Because all of a sudden, it was always about framing. Like, it's almost like I have this paragon of a wife. She does everything right. And so if you had any kind of a disagreement or you had any kind of a different opinion, even if you expressed it respectfully, you weren't safe. You were a bully.
Yeah.
You know, as a wife, I should be able to say to Cody, well, I'm having a problem here, but that conversation was never open. I couldn't say anything against Robin. And so it became this really strange thing. And that was with COVID, as he started to spend more time there, all of a sudden it became very off limits to say anything about Robin.
Do you have regrets that you weren't stricter in your polygamy rules and more equitable in your time?
Oh, I was equitable in my time.
Oh, okay.
See, that's where the lie is.
Bullshit.
I had one of my children complaining that I was always at one wife's house.
Because
whose house was that?
It was Robin. Robin's the blame for everything. And this is the why. She's when I say she's the blame for everything, I'm not blaming her.
See, this is when he starts getting to be a dick.
There's something that has drawn the wrath of jealousy from the public, the tabloids, from sister wives, something. To go towards her where she's being blamed for that I did or that I didn't manage or the bad relationship I had with one wife. Oh, that's Robin's fault because I had a good relationship with her. There was a shift of blame towards Robin that got to the point where it was making me so angry that I was getting to the point where if you had a complaint about her, I'd be like, shut up, I will punch you in the mouth. You know, I was getting sick of the complaints.
Well, I want to punch him in the mouth.
It was really obvious to me she was doing nothing but her best to be compliant to what our family structure was.
But he thinks you
subservient
and Janelle were a bully to Robin. And so he feels like he's got to protect her.
I know, right? I have looked back and I've dissected my relationship with Robin and...
She didn't want me
I can
with
remember
you.
A few conversations that I had with her that I guess could have been more aggressive, but we talked about it and we worked it out. Robin, one time I offended her with something that I said. She came over to my house. We talked about it for a while, and I thought we were fine after that. And then I heard later about it again and again and again. And I'm like, I thought we were fine. I thought we talked about it, and it was over.
So what was that thing?
It's just so stupid. It's this stupid personality test. I delved into it because I was fascinated with the different kind of personalities that we all have. So I was talking to her about
very different personalities.
And instantly I felt the tension. I'm like, what did I say?
Well, what did you say about her?
Okay. In her personality type, loves drama. They love drama. They love talking about their drama.
Absolutely.
So other people can feel how they feel. On the flip side, they love listening to everybody's drama. They love it. It's what they do. They live for that connection with people over drama. And that's what she got mad at, was me calling her dramatic.
Okay, so there's a personality test that Christine was talking about. Do you remember the personality test at all?
This is like season six.
I don't remember what everybody was, but yes, I remember taking it.
Do you remember what your personality was?
I'm the diplomat, the peacemaker.
Okay.
Accurate.
Do you agree with that?
In my best moments, I'm that person.
Accurate.
Do you remember what Robin was?
No.
Do you remember what Christine was?
No.
Christine shared with us the personality test that you guys have done. Like, what was your personality type,
out
of curiosity?
I don't remember.
Did you agree with it?
I did. I remember agreeing with it. It seemed very similar to what my personality is, maybe a 3 or a B. I don't know what it was.
Do you remember any of the others?
Nope. Obviously, it was forgettable for me.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I'm just curious. I'm just curious if you agree with your personality test.
I do remember agreeing with my personality test.
And did you think your other sister wives were described pretty accurately?
I felt like it was fairly accurate. Yeah.
So do you remember the personality tests?
I never took it, but I remember it, yeah.
You never took it?
So
I never
took
did.
It. Yeah,
some of
did.
Us did, and I just never
did. Liar.
Christine had mentioned that you guys took it, where you guys talk about, like, how, what type of archetype you become, like, you know, who are you?
Oh, wait, like, maybe I did.
It was described as you as somebody who liked drama, and that...
Ringing a bell
really
now?
Upset about it, and it kind of created this tension between the two of you.
I don't have a memory of this.
Okay.
And I don't, if there was, that's interesting. No, I don't remember taking it. I never filled out questionnaires. So if somebody was coming up with my personality type, they were taking the test for me.
Okay.
And making the choices for me and going, oh, well, I think this is who you are.
No.
And that was
liar.
When, you know,
why
and if that's somebody doing
liar?
That, that means, it, like, Christine didn't know me well. She didn't take the time to know me very well.
Oh, my God. You're passing the blame
to
Christine.
Can you name a reason why you're not friends with Robin?
Well, I don't trust her.
None of us do.
She says one thing but does another.
Fucking
how
yes,
can you
she
say
does.
You want the whole big family picture, but
and
then do all
it.
These separate things with Cody? How can you say you want the whole big family picture when he's over at your house all the time?
So if you don't trust her, how do you have a relationship with her?
I'm not going to. Not even how do you. I will not.
But you shut down that relationship.
Yes.
Pretty quickly.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
I don't want to sit here and blame Robin, because it's like... But I'm not going to be her friend, because I don't believe her. But I'm not going to blame her for everything falling apart. I think we probably all had something to do with that.
I feel like my relationship with Robin, like, that's something that she and I are working on and trying to figure out and navigate, because it is different. You know, as much as I think we would like to say no, it's not, it is. Because now I'm friends with my ex-husband's wife, and I'm emotionally not 100% there yet.
Do you still consider her a sister wife?
No, because when you're a sister wife, it's because you're married to the same man, and I am a single woman.
Are you less lonely out in Parowan?
Yeah.
You have a bigger support system there?
Yeah. My best friend, Jen, is the one person in the past decade that I have trusted more than anybody else.
Yeah.
You're admitting you don't trust your sister wives. Help me understand that.
Because I know she has my back. I know that whatever I want, she will support me in. I know she doesn't go out talking trash about me.
Why don't you feel that way about your sister wives then?
They don't have my back.
Robin has
your back. Oh, by the way, I don't have sister wives, just FYI. Robin has my back. Yes, Robin has my back.
But you don't trust her implicitly?
No.
Why?
During the catfishing situation, there was a friend of Robin's at the time that kind of inserted herself, meaning
the person who catfished
crazy
you.
Person. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Psycho.
Yes.
That catfished you.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, so you're saying the friend Robin's, was your
who
catfish.
Was feeding her information and making her and Cody believe that I was off having an affair. And well, then Robin would talk to me and I'm like, Robin, I've never met this person. I don't know what you're talking about. So I pulled way back. And so it kind of caused a lack of trust between me and Robin. But that trust is built back up.
Hmm. There was somebody that was trying to convince me that there was something going on. And I finally just said to this person, I don't believe you. And unless you've got proof, I don't want you to talk about it with me anymore.
And then it was a process of rebuilding your trust with each other, right?
No, because our relationship, there wasn't a problem in our relationship in my head.
Mm-hmm.
What there was my understanding was because she was in this weird, awkward place and she felt scared to talk to anybody. Not because of something I was doing. I told her anything and everything that I was being told because I wanted her to understand what was happening.
Ultimately, don't you think just seeing this situation with Mary, ultimately, that's a good thing for Mary right now.
To leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As hard as it is to say it out loud, it's a good thing for your sister wife or your ex-sister wife to be able to live her life.
She's looking at
me. I'm sorry, what did you just say? Because I called her an ex-sister wife.
Please don't call her that. But to me, you can. Other places would not be.
Oh. You're so full of shit. There's no tears.
Sorry.
There's no water in your eye. There's absolutely no water in your eye. Don't be sorry. Oh, Suki.
That's not how I see her.
How do you see her?
She says she's my sister. So is Janelle. So is Christine.
No, they're not. They totally are not.
Sorry, I don't know how to let this go.
You don't know how to have an interview without crying.
And this isn't me just being dramatic.
Thank you, Christine. Totally being dramatic.
Oh, it's so horrible to have her say that.
It's true.
Gosh. Coming up.
Wait a minute.
But did you all blend together
when Robin came
in?
You just said you didn't take the test. You didn't know about this being called dramatic.
I think that some people felt like this was forced on them.
Mm.
They were being told to, you know, sit down and shut up and accept this family being merged in. And I feel like maybe we should have taken some time.
There's not a division with Robin and her kids. There is now. There is now because she put it there.
Oh, but Robin saying, I never took the test, but then getting mad at the, and I'm not just being dramatic. I can't believe Christine said that. Well, where did she say that at? Where did she say that at that you've heard it? Was it during the test that you supposedly didn't take, that we've all found online that you did take? And everybody else said that their things were pretty accurate. And bitch, you do love some drama. Don't say you don't. You love you some drama. So, ugh. And then Cody, like, oh, if anybody says anything, I'll punch you in the face. Oh, you'll break a nail, little pussy. But, you know, I think we almost saw a couple of times where one of his kids wanted to, like, buck up to him. Yeah, he's lost his kids, he's lost his wives, and it's partly because of Robin, but it's partly because of him and his attitude and his ego. We knew you were at Robin's all the time during COVID. And even before that, because you sure weren't staying at Mary's. You quit staying at Mary's a while back. You weren't staying at Christine's, because she would have noticed. If you stayed at Janelle's, it wasn't very often. Maybe one or two nights out of the entire week. The rest, you were at Robin's. Even when they said if you did show up, you showed up right at dinner time. You were on your phone the entire time texting. And then you were, I guess at nighttime, you would go back to Robin's house. Or you'd wake up early in the morning and you were gone. So you spent no time with your children, even when you were there. So you were not a present father. You were when they were little because, oh, they're so cute. There's not a lot I have to do. I mean, you almost killed Truly. You were such a shitty, why is she going to the emergency room? She's not that bad off. I'm surprised all of those kids are alive, honestly, because you're such a shitty parent. But that's right. You were very rarely, if ever, left alone with the kids. So thank God for that. So thank God you were an absent parent, because only knows what would have happened if you'd had them more often. And, gosh, you got rid of your white convertible, but we see you've got another convertible because you were driving around last week in that convertible. So you got the truck, two trucks maybe, and the one convertible. You got rid of the one. She's got her SUV. So there's still four vehicles in your driveway. He's just ridiculous. He's absolutely ridiculous. Be nice.
So in the past, your family's been doing gift exchanges, and it's something that the kids look forward to. Right?
Oh yeah, they love it. It's the best part.
It's their thing.
Gift exchange.
It's their thing. Yeah. And so this next clip is going to share the how something that was a time for the kids to kind of connect and enjoy turned into something that was very difficult to kind of understand. So let's watch you and the family discuss this.
A few weeks ago, Logan texted a group chat of the siblings that he wants to do a sibling gift exchange. And somebody said, okay, let's tell all the parents about this. And Robin gets involved in the conversation and says, let's do McKelty. A video chat.
I was pushing for the video chat for the sake of the kids. When I was getting all this pushback, I was like, fine, I'm out. You know, this is an effort in futility.
It's not practical.
I remember even at one point she said, my kids don't even remember who their siblings are.
Chat.
And Hunter was like, one video call is not going to help that. And it got blown out of proportion.
Bingo.
That they didn't want to hang out. And then suddenly no one wanted to hang out. And then all of these hurt feelings about when Robin first came into the family came out. And it's like, oh my gosh. Then it just turned into this whole big, like, kind of squabble between my kids and a bunch of the other kids.
Between you and the other kids. You and the other kids.
I think. Everybody was trying to deflect, but it just kept spiraling.
By Robin.
And it was done. With some of the things that were said and expressed, I don't know if we ever come back from it.
So when this text thread was going on, I was just ignoring it. I wasn't going to pick sides one way or the other. Janelle and Christine's kids had already chosen Janelle and Christine. I always wanted to have the family have Christmas together.
It was a horrible day.
Oh.
I think Robin jumped to conclusions too fast.
She's got the cryy face.
It's just another example of them not wanting to be a family with us. It's been like this from the beginning.
How do you see this?
I saw the thread. I just wasn't on it. I read through it and I'm like, this is getting insane.
Right.
This is something where I didn't realize Robin's kids felt like they did, and this needs to be handled in therapy.
So Robin's kids were on the thread saying, this is how we feel?
Yeah.
Ooh, what did they say? They were feeling...
They've been feeling like what she said in the end, how they felt like they were apart from the very beginning. And I didn't know that. I'm like, wait a minute. They feel like that? From the very beginning?
Well, it's hard to assimilate.
Maybe we should have known. Maybe we should have known that.
What had happened was I was being told...
Bingo.
That the kids hated me.
I was being told.
In the text thread?
No. Before that. That I was being told that the kids hate me and my kids.
Who was telling you that?
A person.
Cody.
I was just being told this. And so when I was trying really hard to get
Cody
us on a video call for the sake of the little kids... Because
how
this experience
people?
Of this gift those exchange kids. Is like a really memorable experience for some of the kids. And my little kids aren't remembering who their siblings are. They don't know their names. They don't remember whose name goes with what. And when I started getting kicked back, I just went, why am I trying here?
What happened?
My children never said anything. They said, look, we're all on the East Coast. We can't jump on a call at 9 o'clock at night or whatever they were asking to schedule. Mm-hmm. Right. And then it blew up into this whole thing about, well, you've always treated us so badly. I'm so tired of working on this. And I've always been treated so badly. And we were like, wow, just wow.
Who said that? That was Robin.
Was like, you guys have treated me so badly. I'm so tired. I don't want to work on this anymore. And then all of a sudden our kids started piling in with these really things like, you treated us so horribly. We're never going to want to have our own families because this was such a horrible experience. And I'm like, whoa. Mm. Like, I don't know how we go from, let's not have a video call at 9 p.m. Eastern to you guys were so horrible to us. Like, it just spiraled. It just was insanity.
They started trying to express themselves.
A lot of pent-up
anger. And the other kids
anger.
Started mocking them and dismissing them. And it made them feel very ganged up on.
I would have
and
too.
And so what had happened
That's
was
what siblings do.
My kids came to me and they said, we don't feel
really?
Emotionally safe to be a part of this.
Safe? Oh my God. Safe. I'm going to drink on that too.
After that, Robin just said, Dad and I have decided our kids aren't going to do the gift exchange anymore. And we're not going to do it. And they were devastated. And they were like, what does that mean? I thought those were our siblings. And they're like, why can't we just move past this and be siblings? There's not a division
right.
with Robin and her kids. There is now. There is now because she put it there. But there wasn't there until then. Some of the kids, yes, there's been some hard things. There has been some hard things. Some siblings get along better than others, mm-hmm. yes. But we tried very hard to include Robin and her kids with everything. I didn't realize Robin felt like that from the beginning.
You know, all of a sudden she comes back with, well, I've talked to your dad and we're just gonna do our thing separate. And so my kids were like, our dad? Like, our dad? Now it's like, so it's, you mean the father of us all? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
And then why did she say what she said, that you've never wanted us before, and my kids know it
I don't
now
know.
Too.
Like, it's some sort of weird paranoia she carries around that we never wanted her. I don't ever remember saying that.
But Janelle and Christine never knew that your kids felt that way about everybody mm-hmm. else mm-hmm. until they saw the text.
And whose fault is that?
That's not necessarily true. I've had to go to Janelle and Christine and say, a child of yours is being hard on a child of mine. My kids just really, really wanted to belong.
You mean
and
they're being
they
siblings?
They had some of the other kids kind of so telling them they didn't belong. And they weren't part of the family and things like that.
But did you all blend together when Robin came in?
So
you are different.
I feel like that we tried in our own different ways. And I know since then
yes, I agree.
That many people don't feel like we tried very well or we had enough conversations, you know, so I think that we could have done it better.
Who are you referring to
Excuse
when you
me.
Say that?
I've heard it from multiple people that, you know, we just should have had a little bit more conversations. Maybe, you know, some people didn't really feel like, I think that some people felt like that this was forced on them. Like they didn't have an opinion. We're just going to get married and we're just going to have this family and we're going to have these kids and
boom.
And everybody
no
just
one
has
had
to
a
deal
voice.
With it.
No
I
one had a
know
voice
that some
it.
People feel like that.
We didn't
with
take the time to listen to our own children.
Kids.
We just kind of told them to just accept these kids. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like we really hurried and
up.
Kind of put it together without really taking everybody's temperature. They were being told to, you know, sit down and shut up and accept this family being merged in. And I feel like maybe we should have taken some time.
Can we get back from this? Can we come back from something like this?
I'm going to say, I am not willing, personally, I'm not willing to fix it yet. There's still so much.
I don't blame you.
Blown out of proportion.
I wouldn't.
Comments that are being made that are so yep. outlandish. I'm like, I am not interested in fixing anything right now. With the kids, yes, always. But with Cody and Robin, no.
I wouldn't want to.
Not yet. No, I don't trust them right now. And I realize that
Forever.
Takes communication, but that takes a desire and that takes something you want to do. I don't want to right now, just to be honest and just to be real.
Okay.
I wouldn't want
Coming
to.
Coming up.
I'm engaged to, I know, engaged. I'm engaged. I'm getting married to the love of my life.
Can you show off
I'm
that ring?
Yes. I met the love of my life. I did.
How different is the relationship with David than it is with Cody?
Night and day. Oh my God. So, yeah. I can see how it would have been hard to blend the entire family. Because you had the three wives that they got married pretty close to one another. What, within the first 5 years? All the kids were popping out at the same time. So now you're not asking, you're telling these three wives and the other kids, look, you're going to have these people join our family and you're just going to have to deal with it. And you blend in with these kids and you call Robin mom. I'd feel a little, if I was one of the older kids, I'd be a little, you know, what, why are you getting married? A 10-year difference. You know, I mean, from the last marriage to Robin's marriage, it was about 10 years. Why would you do that? If you're going to have a fourth wife, why didn't you do it so much sooner than that? And, oh my gosh, just the, oh, you know, so-and-so's being mean to my kid. Well, that's called being a sibling. Siblings are mean to one another. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Maybe because you're so busy hearing your kids cry, you don't hear them being mean to somebody else. But, oh my God, one of the things, oh gosh, I forget what episode I was watching, but one of the boy kids had said something about, you know, these kids, they're just crying over silly things, and we're just like, what? That's part of the problem. Your shitty mothering has made them victims and made them little crybabies just like you. And, oh, yeah, they don't know what to do. What do we do with this? And then if they try to be like a normal sibling, you think that they're picking on them, and then you're bullying them. You did not help assimilate, because the first thing y'all did is pick up and move to Vegas and lived in separate houses, and then you were on the cul-de-sac, but then you weren't really with the other kids because you were Cody. You were with Robin most of the time. Oh, well, Robin gave me an office in her house. Wow, that's convenient, and I'm sure you never saw her, did you? Yeah, I know that you were probably bumping uglies. That, if we're being honest, is the real reason for the nanny. One, so the nanny can watch the kids while she goes shopping. Two, so the nanny can watch the kids while they're bumping uglies in the other room. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. You know that is what the nanny does. That is what the nanny does. Watches the kids for shopping and fucking. Shopping and fucking. Shopping and fucking. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong about this. And for him, again, to say that he would be nice to them or I'll punch you in the face. Fuck you, you little bitch. This is the roid rage talking. Calm down. Your perm's gonna get all upset. Oh, he's just a piece of work. And she, I don't like her any better. You know why we as viewers don't like Robin? One, we don't trust her either. And two, she is so not likable. I mean, not likable, even in the beginning, like that, the whole, while they're doing the personality test. If you watch that episode, which again, I know they can cut it in different ways, but you domineered the entire conversation. Then you said that the therapist was being aggressive. Well, A, you were confusing the words aggressive and assertive, and I love that Janelle corrected you on that. And Janelle, oh man, she was shooting daggers at Robin during that episode, because Robin's just word vomit. Word vomit. And that's the big problem with Cody, is he, oh, you know, I've never heard this da-da-da come out of him, da-da-da, because he doesn't think before he speaks. It's word vomit. And that's probably, he probably said to Robin, oh, you know, everybody hates you. Everyone hates you. That came from Cody. And it was probably an idea she had in her head, and just them talking to each other exacerbated it. If anyone said anything, maybe McKelty, but I doubt that. I doubt she would say they hated them. This is all what you're building up in your two little minds to think is going on. Yeah, this is just not even happening.
So where are you at now, and who are you seeing?
Yes.
Who are you dating?
Yes. So I'm engaged to, I know, engaged. I'm engaged. I'm getting married to the love of my life.
Can you show off that ring?
Yes. I met the love
for
of my
you.
Life. I did.
Good for you.
Okay. Soulmate. You want to hear about it? Okay. So we met online. Was like, I knew what I was looking for. I wanted a partner. I wanted someone to have a good time with, but I really was only casually dating. I wasn't looking for like the one, you know? But then I signed up to do this online dating thing. And the night that I signed up for it, there was his picture and he has these eyes. And I'm like, I want to be looked at with those eyes, with a look of love at him for the rest of my life. So check. So I went on a date with him and met him in person. And
he's just polar charming. Opposite
and
of
he's
Cody.
Kind and he's sweet. And he says everything right. Everything right. So sweet and so kind. So immediately I'm all, I can't marry it. There's no way he can be that great. And then after that, we just had a couple more dates, and I still was like, is he real? You know, is this really real?
We're not used to being treated like that.
Everything, and it's just so perfect. So he goes, well, do you want to come to my birthday party, and you can meet my whole family? I'm like, yes. Because when you meet the family, then you can see if it's real. No, I met them all, and they were amazing. And then at the dinner is when I fell in love with him. I'm not kidding. It was that fast.
I love it.
It was like our fourth date. We're sitting there with this huge group of people, and he pulls his chair.
Fourth date,
you're meeting the family. My chair to him, and he puts his arm around me, and I put my head against his chest. And it was like I took my first breath, and my heart beat for the first time. Oh. And I didn't even know what I didn't have before. But I knew at that point that this was it. He's it for me. And he's my soulmate. And I love him.
How different is the relationship with David than it is?
Night and day. Night and day different.
So first thing I realized was that David loves me. He loves me. And I feel so loved. But with that comes a confidence that I can just be me. There's no strings attached to it, nothing. I don't have to do anything to earn
no
his love.
Conditions put upon it.
It's just always there. It's just always constant.
Can I ask you a total girlfriend question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know when you kiss somebody, you feel that like from the bottom of your toes to the top of your head, and then it's like that. Did you feel that like
in the first kiss?
Yeah.
Yes. Like, yes.
Wow.
Yes. It was a movie.
Interesting.
It was hours of goodness rolled up into that kiss. Yes.
Yeah.
It was 100% everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you know.
Yes. I'm like, oh,
that's what it's
like,
supposed to be like.
To feel desired and desirable was magical.
Oh.
Magical. He's really, I can't wait. I can't wait for you to meet him. I love introducing him to people. I love it. He got to meet Janelle. So excited. And then same thing. Every time I get introduced to anybody, I'm like, just wait.
Awesome.
Next time on Sister Wives 1-on-1.
I'm sorry, Christine, if I'm telling you. She said, I did not know what it was like to be loved like this.
Do you actually think Robin really wants to live a plural life?
No, I don't think that Robin has any desire to live polygamy or plural marriage.
I don't think Christine knows Robin at all.
I wonder whose fault that is.
She was a sister
Fuck
wife.
Off.
She'll probably, and I hope, be a very good wife for David.
Can you find happiness with just Cody at this time?
Hold on.
I want to say yes.
That's good.
To be loving and respectful to Cody, I want to say yes, but
I think we all need to meet him.
I agree. Hey, baby.
Hey, David,
baby.
Come on out. So
nice to
meet
you.
I have so many questions. Can I ask you all the questions that inquiring minds want to know?
Sure. Here's the thing. For David's sake, Christine
Dave,
has to destroy
no
my
one
character.
Gives a
or David
shit
doesn't
about
feel like
you.
He can marry her because she left a good man.
No, she didn't live a good man. You were so full of your own ego. Christine, David's not worrying about what you think about him at all, ever, probably. And that, you know, got to knock you down so David doesn't think, oh, you left a good man. You're not a good man. You're a horrible guy. You're a horrible father. You're a horrible husband. Seems like you're a horrible human being. So, no, if anything, David will be like, whew, I'm glad I got you away from that. So you just need to check yourself. And you better check on this relationship with Robin. And, she's never wanted polygamy. She wanted the money that came with the show, probably, is the main motivator. And if she had these sister wives, they would help take care of her and help watch her kids. Because she came into this with tens of thousands of dollars in debt. And they cleared it all up for her. They gave her a house. She says in the one, well, it's just amazing for me to know that I'm owning my own house. Bitch, you didn't put any money into that house. You didn't put any money into it. It was for like book sales and the TV show. That's the only source of income you've had in probably ever, other than maybe that one temp job you possibly had. Oh, she's just, yeah, she is a drama queen. She's such a drama queen. I just love that Christine and Janelle and now Mary have moved on. Granted, I definitely want to know more about that thread, and I want to know more about the catfishing from Mary's point of view, what we're going to see. But definitely the thread, it's so nice to have all this information now. I knew this would happen. You give the kids enough time and they're going to be like, oh, you don't like this? Well, here's all the things that we don't like about you. Da, 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 da. It's been pent up, and it had to pop at some time. It had to explode. It just had to. And for them to be so by it, I'm like, you've set this in motion. And if you thought the kids weren't being accepted, why didn't you say something before? Oh, you said you did? Bullshit. Bullshit. You know, I mean, she's so lies. I don't think either of them can help but lie. Neither of them. And it's like they don't realize that we've been watching this show for 10 years or more. And we know what you said. We can go back and look and see what you've said or what you've done. You're lying. Stop lying. It's just, But I think they've saved the best for last with this one, haven't they? We're going to hear about David, and I'm going to sure Cody's going to be trash talking him. Bitch, ain't nobody trash talking you, Cody. Nobody. If anything, you're trash talking Janelle and Christine. That is the only trash talk I've heard at all, is what you've said about Christine and Janelle. So yeah, and Mary for sure. Like, yeah, you're the only trash talker. It's none of the rest. And you want to blame them? Fuck right off. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this and putting up with my ranting and ravings. And if you did, if you wouldn't mind subscribing, click on, if there's a notification, click on the bell, and come back and watch me some more. Thank you.